Hey, we are here at the 2018 Think Conference, and we're in the desert, Todd.
Yes,
this
hot.
Is great.
It's been very hot.
That's what I heard.
Thanks for putting up with that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I just came in this morning, so, and the Uber driver was telling me that it's been like over 100, like yes. For the past 7 days or something.
Our charity golf tournament on Monday, I think it was 105, 106.
Oh, and, lovely.
You're drinking water every few seconds because it gets so hot you can't finish it if you don't drink it fast. So.
Oh my God! Or it evaporates right before your eyes. Oh my gosh! But we're indoors. It's nice and comfy in here.
72 right now.
It's 72. And it's perfect. Great weather indoors. So let's talk about the conference so far. Before I get to the big announcement, how's the show going so far?
I think it's been great. You know, we've got our largest attendance ever, which is awesome, mm-hmm. and over 500 credit union executives uh-huh. here with us. Many of them brought their spouses, so we have close to 1,000 people here, which you can see if you come to the closing party tonight. You'll get to see a lot of them. A few people have gone home early, but we've still got a big crowd in there today.
Sure, sounds like it. And it looks, I mean, just the people going through the hallway earlier, there was just credit union people after one after another, which is a great thing for you guys.
Steady stream, and I'm tired. So.
Well, it's almost
successful.
Exactly. That's a good problem to have, for sure. Hey, let's talk about the big announcement, because usually, well, last year was like the big digital, let's go digital, that type of thing. This year, it's Cooper, right?
That's right.
So tell us about Cooper, because I was thinking, is it Coopera? But it's Cooper, right?
Yeah, it's Cooper, and so Cooper is our AI initiative. We look out there and we see Siri, we see Alexa, mm-hmm. we see those, and it's not to mean it's not just a voice services engine. Those two names are AI platforms that are designed to make your life easier, and mm-hmm. Cooper is designed to make credit unions' lives easier, and so it's a fraud detection platform. Mm-hmm. It's also a predictive analytics platform, mm-hmm. and as we continue to grow it and pump data into it, we're going to keep it under that brand and use it as a tool to make credit unions' lives easier.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, how exactly does it work? Because, I mean, we're talking AI until we're blue in the face, but and for a lot of people, it's still science fiction, but nothing, you're bringing it to reality right now.
That's right, and so, you know, this is not a fluff announcement that we're going to develop it sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That we're
it's happening
actually,
right now?
You know, we're actually delivering the first use case in June, which is on our shared branching network. Heretofore, that shared branching network has not really had much of a fraud detection engine on it, and come June, it will have a fraud detection engine on it. We'll apply machine learning, and we'll see if we can't stamp out some of the fraud's not bad in that space, mm-hmm. but you can imagine it's going to get worse as cards become more chip-enabled and that sort of thing. Account takeover is going to grow, and we want to make sure we're ready for that. Mm-hmm. So.
Indeed. And you talk to like 10 out of 10 credit union CEOs, you ask them what keeps them awake at night, cybersecurity is probably one of the biggest ones that will keep them awake all night long. So tell us about, you know, some recent internal moves with Jim Hannison. Is it Hannison? Yeah, Hannison.
Hannish.
I apologize. And then Nick Kilcaines. So what's going on? What's the latest internal stuff?
Yeah, so a year ago we brought Nick in to be CIO, and Jim was COO at the time, and over the last year I've watched how that's operated and really just kind of came to the conclusion, I sort of believed it then, but I wanted to give Nick a little time to get his hands around everything that he was doing, mm-hmm. But a year in, decided, Co-op is not an operations company, we're a technology service delivery mm-hmm. company, and so like a Microsoft or like a, like an Amazon, we've got a platform and an ecosystem that we're trying to support, and what I'm looking to do there is bring those two jobs together, so that every time we're trying to solve a problem, we're trying to solve that problem with technology.
Good move indeed. And so you've been at the helm for a couple of years now. So give us
a
year and a half, maybe?
It's about 21 months.
Okay.
We can round up if you want.
Let's round up, yeah. We'll do that just for math's sake. So what's it been like the past almost 2 years? What accomplishments are you proud of?
Well, first, it's been an incredible amount of fun. Mm-hmm. The credit union industry is a wonderful industry to work in. Yeah. You can't say it enough times. The people are just so nice. I've told some of my team, it's fun to be part of an organization where your customers are your owners and they want you to succeed. And so the support, the amazing support I feel is great. As far as accomplishments, bringing in TMG and integrating those two companies, merging them together, mm-hmm. to really build a best in breed, best of class, credit and debit processing service, but finish out that ecosystem. It's actually never finished, right? We're going to grow that ecosystem and we're going to go into other areas, mm-hmm. But to lay a good piece of information into the middle of that ecosystem so that we can use it going forward is really exciting. And then other than that, building the team, right? Getting the team in place and getting them seated, frankly, so I can do a little less and travel a little less, has been fantastic for us.
Yeah.
And we're growing at a great rate, and we're signing new people every day, and we're expanding our product set every day, so we're real excited.
Sounds like it's full steam ahead for you guys. Indeed. So Co-op's digital transformation, we talked about that a lot last year, big time. So what's the assessment of that? What's from an industry-wide perspective?
I think it's in process. I said it on the main stage yesterday. A lot of the things that we're doing are foundational things, and we're just now starting to see the things that are hitting the street and that are meaningful to credit unions and their membership. With my co-op, the consolidation of our old debit, our new credit, all those platforms coming together under a single sign-on, single login that came out at the end of the first quarter, right at GAC, and today we introduced Cooper. Behind the scenes work is going well. We're solidifying our foundation and making sure that our data centers are where they need to be, and we've made a couple of moves there, and that our staff and our team are ready to go forward. But right now, we're starting to see the rubber meet the road, which is really exciting for us to start rolling products out.
Where should credit unions be in this digital? Because we're hearing more and more of the digital transformation journey or story from various credit unions all over the country now. Where should they be? Should they still be in the planning stages? Should they be executing on that strategy now? Should they be well into it? Where, just in your opinion, where should they
be? I think it's the right thing to say that digital transformation is not something that ends. Right, it is. It's continuous improvement. Okay. So, what we have at Co-op is a 3 to 5 year window of plan. Right, that's what we're looking toward. We're looking out to see where we're going to be 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. We're making those plans and we're putting things in place today that make that happen. I'd like to see every credit union in that same spot. Right, yeah. But I don't think 5 years from now we'll be finished. We'll just have a different 3 to 5 year plan because we will have put a lot of things behind us. Mm-hmm. It's not a once and done. This is a continuous evolution to try and be better every day.
Indeed. I think it's a great message to end on, Todd, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do here, so I appreciate your time as
Thank
always,
you
sir.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. This was fun.